Hello, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Coming at you live.
In living color.
From the bottom of your dial.
You can't go no lower.
Than us.
We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF Cincinnati.
And the phone number is
749-1444.
Dialed up just like the Spam Boy did. Hello, Spam Boy. You're on the air.
Hello, Spam Boy. What's going on?
We're shaking, kid.
Nothing but the leaves on the trees.
God bless you.
Nothing but the wild rooster.
What?
Nothing but the wild rooster, he said.
I thought he said they're wild Lutheran. I had no clue what he meant.
Maybe he did mean the wild Lutheran.
Chris never really struck me as the religious type.
He's too wild.
He is the wild Lutheran. He's a wild man.
I Hail Mary whenever you call, Spam Boy.
God love you. Hey!
What?
You guys are talking about the ugliest places in Cincinnati.
Not yet, but we will.
Yeah, sure, okay, yeah.
Well, that's what you guys told me on hold.
Well, you know, we didn't start the show yet.
But hey, you know what?
What?
I got another real guest this weekend on the 550 Bar and Grill.
Plug your show and get it over with.
550 Bar and Grill, 9 to midnight, Saturday night. Talk radio 550 WCKY.
Okay, and who's
You know,
that?
It's the home of Rush Limbaugh.
Who cares?
I don't know, it just sounded good. Hey, so you, Rush... know, you know, you ready? Did you watch Family Ties?
You got the Teenage Others. You wrote the book about teenage sexuality.
Isn't she a porn star now?
You got the sister, Mallory.
Oh, you're getting warmer.
You got Skip.
No, you're getting colder.
Michael J. Fox.
No.
You got Scott Valentine.
Exactly.
You know, I know a girl from college who went to spring break down in Daytona Beach and planted one with Scott Valentine and said he smelled like dope. Ask him about that. Ask him about spring break 1988 or 1989, whatever hell it was, in Florida. Ask him if he smoked dope down there.
I'm writing it down right now. My pen is working on a piece of paper, and I'm going to cover that for you.
Get him on the hard questions. Don't let him weasel his way out of it. Ask him about his brilliant role as the date rapist when he jumped all over a terrified Melissa Gilbert in a made-for-TV movie.
I've had fantasies about jumping all over a terrified Miss Melissa Gilbert.
Did you see that role? It was a real stretch for him.
I didn't see it, but I still have fantasies about Melissa Gilbert.
Well, I guess it's better than fantasizing.
Even when she was a kid on Little House.
You like those ponytails.
Exactly. I liked to watch it when she ran down the hill in slow motion all
you
over
guys,
the overgrown grass.
You guys are
plain.
Sick.
You are.
Her ponytails bounced up and down.
You guys
and her
are
little
both
skirt
just
flipped.
You're just jealous because she married Eddie Van Halen. Now you can't. Don't have a chance.
She married
That's Valerie Bertinelli.
Valerie Bertinelli married Eddie Van Halen.
No, it was Alyssa Milano. Right.
No, she was the one that did that Team Steam Gotta Let It Out video.
Yeah, you do gotta let it out.
Alyssa Milano's like druggy now.
Alyssa Milano's in a brand new movie. I forget what it is, but she's in a new one.
So's Steven Tyler's daughter.
I didn't know Steven Tyler ever reproduced.
Oh, man, she's a honey.
Has she got
Liv
big...
Tyler.
Big lips?
Oh, not big enough, man.
Does she look like Ricky Lee Jones? I don't...
She is the very definition of the word babe.
Carly Simon. I figured Steven Tyler's kid would look like Carly Simon.
No, she's in that new flick with Richard Dreyfuss. What's it called? I have the title right here. Right?
Never heard of it. Never.
Silent Fall.
You know, Richard Dreyfuss stood us up one day, so screw him.
Who did?
Richard Dreyfuss.
I'm sorry.
Screw him.
Bastard.
He's a punk.
You let me know the number where I can get hold of him, and I'll personally kick his ass.
Oh, you know, he came to Cincinnati to film that Milk Money. Not Milk Money. What the hell was that movie?
That was a terrible movie.
Not Milk Money. The one before Milk Money.
Did you see Milk Money?
No, hell no.
Oh, it was horrible.
What was that one he came to town for?
I don't know.
He came to town for... I don't know, and Mercedes-Benz was in it.
Mercedes Rule. Mercedes
yeah, she
Benz
was in it.
Car.
Mercedes-Benz was in it, and Richard Dreyfuss was in it. But he
I didn't know they ever made a movie together.
Yeah, they did. It was Lost in Yonkers.
That was a good movie.
He was in here for Lost in Yonkers.
I didn't know they filmed that here.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my gosh.
And they went to, we talked to the hotel where he was staying, and he went down for dinner one time, and they said he may have had the biggest, largest, tallest pile of mashed potatoes they'd ever seen.
Amazing. Hey, Chris.
What? Don't lose the place.
Hey, what are the Bengals home crowd and Jimmy Swagger Revival have in common?
I don't know, Spam Boy. What do the Bengals home crowd and a Jimmy Swaggart revival have in common?
54,000 people yelling, Jesus Christ. Enjoy that. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for the joke. And thanks for calling, Spam Boy.
Well, do you want to know the ugliest place in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I have three roommates, right? And it's the downstairs bathroom.
Makes
sense.
You can
smell it at the top of the stairs.
Is it worse than Rumpke?
I haven't been to Rumpke in a while. Apparently, Rumpke's really cleaned up at that.
Really? We're going to find out here in a few minutes.
I'm bummed about Raul Julia.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Jim says
why do all the cool people have to die?
Well, I'm stoked about Julia Roberts.
What, she's sick?
No.
Does she get cancer?
No, she's married to a star.
So what's that mean?
So's her husband.
So who's number three? We had,
Oh, we've already had four or five.
Who? Martha Ray and then Raul
Martha Ray, what's his face?
Raul Julia.
No, before Raul Julia.
Elvis Presley.
Last name starts with an L, first name starts with an R.
Burt Lancaster.
That guy.
That's three.
That was close. They were both consonants. I was in the right neighborhood.
I guess that is three, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the Death Watch is off. Bob Hope and George Burns and Milton Berle breathe a big sigh of relief for another few months.
Bye, kids.
Later.
Okay, let's get a little music and pretend like we're starting over.
Okay. You want to do the quote now?
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Tuesday.
Late Night Tuesday, we get a new name?
Early Morning Wednesday.
We get a new name for the talk show?
Yeah, let's call it the Late Night Tuesday show from now on.
It's not. It's called the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, because that's what the people know us and love us by.
It's a call-in talk show. The phone number is 749-1444. Now my co-host, Rob, is going to consult Oscar Wilde.
Yes, I shall. You know, not everybody knows this, but in 1882, Oscar Wilde arrived in America.
1882.
In 1882, because...
That was a long time ago.
Gilbert and Sullivan wrote a play called Patience, and it was all about Oscar Wilde, mocking him. And so Oscar Wilde came to America, basically sent by Gilbert and Sullivan to publicize the play, the musical, to give some publicity. It was a publicity tour for the play Patience. And while he was in America in 1882, Oscar Wilde did stop in Cincinnati. And he did make this remark to a newspaper man while in the...
When he was here, did he stop and get a cheese coney?
I do not know that.
He's crazy if he didn't.
Probably did. That's why he died only 18 years later.
Okay, so Oscar Wilde comes to Cincinnati, and he says what?
He says this to a newspaper man. I wonder your criminals don't plead the ugliness of your city as an excuse for their crimes.
What's so ugly about the Queen City?
What is so ugly about the Queen City?
I thought the Queen City was just voted America's most livable city.
I guess ugliness has nothing to do with livability. I guess you can be very livable and yet extremely hideous, extremely ugly. Because I bet Cincinnati was a hell of a lot prettier in 1882 than it is now. Except for now, we don't have headless pigs and cows running around on the way to the slaughterhouse.
Are we calling Queen City Barrel?
Are we calling one of the uglier spots in Cincinnati to find out?
We're going to call Queen City Barrel
and
find out what's going on. I don't know.
You talked to the guy earlier, didn't you?
Let's find out who answers the phone.
Okay. Would you recognize his name?
What is Queen City Barrel?
Queen's... Hi, is this Queen City Barrel?
Yes, it
is. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So how are things over there at Queen City Barrel this morning?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are things over at the Queen City Barrel this morning?
All right, I guess.
Who are we talking to?
And who are we talking to, sir?
James Young.
Hi, James Young. Friends call you Jimmy?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, what exactly do you do over there at Queen City Barrel?
Maintenance.
No. What does Queen City Barrel do?
Recondition drums.
And what does that mean, reconditioned drums? So, like, if somebody for one of these local punk bands breaks a snare head, they bring it over and get it fixed?
Do what now?
If, say, I don't know, somebody in one of these local punk bands, like Goofy Foot or somebody, breaks a snare, do they bring it over and get a new one put on?
No, we do steel drum containers, 55-gallon steel drums for oil and transmission fluids, stuff like that, chemicals.
Oh, so you recondition them. How do you recondition a 55-gallon transmission drum?
We pre-flush the inside with chemicals.
What kind of chemicals?
It's a little of caustic acid formula.
Are you able to have babies?
Do what?
Does the place emit an odor?
No, not really.
And how do you dry the barrels once you flush them out?
We got dryers.
You dry like a big blow dryer?
What do the neighbors think?
Like an oven.
Just like a big oven?
Mm-hmm.
What do the neighbors think of your business?
Well, we really don't care.
Really? Mm-hmm. Screw the neighbors?
That's right.
That's not the American way, you know.
There it is. Everybody's got their own opinion.
All right, Jimmy, you know, we are trying to track down some of the
what
ugliest...
What station is this?
Oh, this is WAIF. We are trying to track down some of the ugliest and most beautiful places in Cincinnati. Can you give us any advice where to go for somewhere ugly or somewhere beautiful?
Well, if you want somewhere ugly, go downtown Cincinnati.
The whole downtown area with the new Lazarus and the brand new Kitty Art Center moving in there, and you got the brand or the
and
Kitty
the Fountain
Science
Square
Museum
and the new Cincinnati and
Fountain
Hotel.
Square West,
and the stadium.
The whole downtown area is ugly.
Well, it depends how you look at it.
You got that statue of that broad holding like scales of justice and like water squirting out of her boobs.
That sucks.
What an attitude! That is was a gift to our city from somebody famous.
France.
Yeah. Are you saying that downtown Cincinnati is uglier and more stinky than Queen City Barrel?
Definitely.
Do you like your job?
Do I like my job?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it pretty well.
What part of town is Queen City Barrel in?
Lower Price Hill.
And how far away can you smell the smell?
Maybe four, five, six doors down.
Well, that's it. That's not bad at all.
No,
that
really isn't.
No, you can smell the distillery farther away than that.
How'd you get the job?
I applied for it.
How long you been working there?
3 years.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
39.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that place ages you, doesn't it?
Depends how you look at it.
Where'd you work before you got a job there?
I drove a truck.
For where?
All over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was the ugliest place you ever saw while driving around the country?
The whole East Coast.
The whole East Coast is ugly.
You don't like the East Coast, huh?
No, it sucks.
Not even New Jersey?
It all sucks.
Not even Baltimore?
You get past Virginia, it sucks.
Hey, come on, Jimmy. Name one place that's beautiful.
One place that's beautiful.
Yeah, we need to foster a positive attitude here.
And if you say the...
Louisiana.
Okay, if you said Gatlinburg, we'd have hung up on you.
You like Louisiana, huh?
Uh-huh.
Why do you like Louisiana so much?
My hometown.
Wow.
Louisiana's your hometown?
Well, my home state.
What's your hometown?
Lafayette.
That's a nice place.
There's been a lot of songs written about Lafayette, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I don't know. Down at the Twist and Shout, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you eat a lot of crawdads?
No, I don't care for seafood.
What do you call them? Do you call them crawdads or crayfish?
Crayfish.
Do you like them with the shell or without the shell?
I don't like them, period.
How can you be from Louisiana and not like seafood?
It's very simple. I just never acquire a taste for it.
Do you like hot sauce?
Yes, I do.
You like a lot of hot sauce? So you go get a White Castle and dump half a gallon of hot sauce on it?
No, I don't care for White Castles.
You don't like seafood, you don't like White Castle, you don't like downtown Cincinnati, you don't like the whole Eastern Coast.
What about cheese conies? You like cheese conies?
I'm not too fond of them.
You know, when Oscar Wilde came to America in 1882, first thing he did was go to Cincinnati and get a cheese coney.
That was his problem.
Yeah, did you hear what Oscar Wilde said about Cincinnati?
It's hard telling.
Rob's going to tell us. Are you ready? Bet you can't wait.
He said, I wonder your criminals don't plead the ugliness of your city as an excuse for their crimes.
What do you think of that?
That's very possible.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to Chris.
And Rob.
On the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You're welcome.
Later, Jimmy.
Bye.
Jimmy is just a ray of sunshine in a dark, dark night.
Ain't he, though?
Hey, Zach.
749-1444. We're taking your calls.
The West Coast?
The ugliest place in Cincinnati.
The East Coast? It sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks. He just, like, dismisses a whole, what is that, like a 1,000-mile coastline there, maybe? 800-mile coastline? It sucks.
Guess he don't like the water or something.
He doesn't like downtown Cincinnati. He doesn't like anything east of Appalachia, of the Appalachian Mountains. And he doesn't like, he hates everything except Louisiana. Down in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Now, I've heard, and this is off the record.
Okay. Just between you.
I've heard that Queen City Barrel place is kind of stinky and the neighbors aren't real fond of it.
Well, you know what he said about the neighbors? He said, screw them, but hey, we don't care what they think. You know, Jimmy has led a hard life. He sounded a hell of a lot.
It's like those people that live near the airport. Whenever one of these airports, like up in Toledo, they want to make a big addition to the airport, and all the neighbors of the airport, I mean, this new addition was going to be a new hub for a new airline. It's going to bring in a lot of business, millions of dollars for the sinking city of Toledo, and all the neighbors of the airport are protesting and filed a lawsuit that they can't build it because of the noise. But doesn't it go hand in hand that if you buy a house near an airport, it might be kind of noisy?
Someone wrote a letter to the Inquirer the other day saying, I live near the airport, and I love the airplanes going by, because every time I hear an airplane, it just reminds me of progress and growth and jobs for the Queen City.
Isn't that great?
That was crap.
Positive thinking,
that
I
was
say.
Crap. They were lying.
Fred in the car phone. Hello, Fred in the car phone. Give us an Orange Bell report, Fred.
Hello?
Hi, Fred.
How you doing?
What's going on?
And I'm coming back from Tennessee.
Really? How are things in Tennessee?
What?
Are you listening on the phone or on the radio?
On the radio.
How are things in Tennessee?
It was nice today.
It's pretty down there, isn't it?
It sure is.
What kind of business were you doing there?
I had some problems with some parts, so the guy was all pissed off, so I had to go talk to him.
You had to go kick his ass.
Nah,
you got to go down to Tennessee, grab that volunteer by the back of the neck, and slap him around a little bit, show him how things are done in the big time, in the Buckeye State.
That's it.
So what kind of parts are we talking about?
Stainless steel parts.
Is Tennessee prettier than Ohio, or is Ohio prettier than Tennessee?
Ohio's prettier than Tennessee.
Why do you think that's right?
Because I've been there. I saw them both.
You saw them both. What do you think is the prettiest part of Cincinnati? If someone came from out of town and you wanted to show them how lovely your city was, where would you take them? You're from Cleveland?
Yeah, I'm from Cleveland.
All right, well, screw you then.
Nah, we
love you, Fred. We love you. So you're just cruising through, and you picked us up on your radio, and you thought you'd call.
Yeah, I called once, because I come in late. I come to Blue Ash all the time. I'm not that familiar with Cincinnati. I go to Blue Ash, and then I leave.
That's the way to do it. Just get into Blue Ash and get the hell out.
Right. But I was coming in once about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I go, you had some tickets for somebody. This was a year ago or something.
Like Richard Marks?
I was somebody good.
Ming Key?
No, I don't remember now. But so I said, what's that number? So I plugged in the phone and everything. I dialed. I said, oh, good, it's ringing. So it rang about 25 times and some old lady answered, you know.
Well, if you want to get in touch with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, you got to call 749-1444. Or from a car phone, you can call 749-1444.
It's a free call, sort of, for us.
Fred, do you have anything like WAIF in Cleveland?
Like what?
Like this radio station, WAIF.
Like the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
No, I wish we did.
When you're cruising around the country late at night, do you keep your radio dial tuned to the left to pick up all the wacky, nutty radio that's on the left of the dial?
Yes, I do.
That's the only, you got call waiting. Are you getting another call?
No.
You're just breaking up, right?
Am I?
How's traffic tonight?
It was good. I came in through Kentucky and all those parkway things.
How's Cutting Hill?
There was nobody on it.
You know, usually if you're going to go from Tennessee to Ohio, the best way to go is right through Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can take that to the bank. That's some that's some free geography advice from Chris and Rob.
Very good.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Fred.
Okay, I'll see you. I'll see.
Keep on trucking.
Okay.
Later.
All right.
Bye.
Fred, Mr. Stainless Steel. You know, he didn't get real specific, though, so.
Opa!
Opa!
Now, we got a phone number here. The phone number is 749-1444. We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Our topic tonight, what is so ugly about Cincinnati?
And what is so pretty about Cincinnati?
Let's not just accent.
I mean, there's so much negativity in the world. Do we need to just contribute to the negativeness?
I think we need a little
positive thinking. So we need to concentrate a little bit on the pretty side of Cincinnati. If there is one, is there a lovely part? And if anybody calls up and says, like, Eden Park, parks don't count. I'm sorry. Parks, you know, any ugly city can have their own pretty park.
Weather so today, park it's time for Chris and Rob. Weather today, mostly cloudy, high of 48, low of 33. Chance of showers early on, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, with temperatures gradually rising. So put on that parka because it's kind of chilly out.
I heard there's going to be a hard frost tonight.
Yeah.
This morning, I guess. Overnight, a hard frost. Do what?
So you can expect to wake up with a little morning wood.
What? Morning wood because it's hard frost? What? I never get your jokes, man.
You never get my jokes.
Your jokes are too complex. They're like multi-layered. No one can understand them. They're So anyway, the way we got this topic was that while doing research for the show, we found out that Oscar Wilde once said that the city was really ugly when he came to America back in the 1880s.
But now it's supposed to be America's most livable city.
And can America's most livable city be but ugly? I think it's possible. Cincinnati, I don't know. It's not that pretty. The skyline, yeah, great. It looks like every other skyline in every other city
the
size of America.
It's a beautiful skyline.
Well, if you say Cincinnati has a beautiful skyline, you're basically saying any skyline is beautiful.
Because it's a pretty generic skyline, you know? It's nothing to get too excited about. I bet even the undoubtedly the ugliest city in the world, Pittsburgh, has a pretty skyline at night.
Nah, Pittsburgh's horrible.
I bet it has a
Pittsburgh
nice skyline.
Pittsburgh is the armpit of America.
I bet it has a nice skyline.
Next to Cleveland.
I bet it has a nice... I bet Cleveland has a nice skyline.
Cleveland is the bunghole of America.
I bet it has a nice skyline. Big giant hole where the Rock and Roll Hall
but
of Fame
Cincinnati
used to be.
Cincinnati rules. Cincinnati is the big Woody of America. We'll be right
the
back
big
right
Woody.
After this.
How many of these Woody jokes are you going to make?
749-1444. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We're rocking the Queen City.
And we're the craziest, zaniest talk show you've ever heard in your life.
So sit back, relax,
and enjoy the show.
749-1444. Our topic tonight is, why is the Queen City so ugly?
I don't know why. Is it poor city planning? Just unimaginative architecture? What are some of your favorite downtown buildings? Are there any pretty buildings downtown?
Ever since I was a little kid, I liked the Crew Tower, and I liked that one next to it, the Central Trust Building.
That's it, too?
Yeah, I like them, too.
What about the Sabin Convention Center, the Sabin Convention Center?
That's called Sabin?
Isn't it called Sabin? The Sabin...
Who's Sabin?
He's the polio guy, right? Polio vaccine guy.
I didn't know. I don't care if he's at sports or not. I just wondered who he was.
I thought you were the Queen City media guide.
I am the Queen
City. You didn't even know who Albert Sabin was.
Who's Albert Sabin?
He's the guy that invented the convention center.
And he was real good at polo, too.
And he played, until his horse drowned.
Okay.
Let's break out all the bad old jokes.
Okay, why don't we?
No, Jim doesn't like the Albert Sabin convention.
Hey, stay tuned, everybody, because a little later...
Now no one likes Riverfront Stadium.
We're going to have a special edition of the Chris and Rob Kung Fu Theater. So hold on to your seats. That's coming up a little later.
In honor of Chris and Rob Fire Prevention Week.
Why does everybody think the Riverfront Stadium is so ugly? I think it's kind of cool.
I think this is total revisionist history now all of a sudden. Because I remember, even though I was just a wee tyke sitting on me mommy's knee, when Riverfront Stadium was built, everybody said, goodness, what a cool structure. This is wonderful. Riverfront Stadium is great. It's a perfect bowl. It's like a big giant cereal bowl. And you can play football, you can play baseball, you can have Steve Miller Band and the Eagles play here the same night.
Or the Stones.
Or a cool jazz festival. And you can do anything. Now, what the hell's going on? Huh?
Okay. We're calling the Cincinnati sewage people.
Now everybody says, oh, it's an eyesore, it's terrible, it's ugly, it's a cookie cutter, we hate it.
Parking of sewers.
Hi, can I talk to Bill and or Jim?
Hey, hold on, please.
Okay, thank you very much. So now, you know, everybody's like just ragging on the Riverfront Stadium. Like it's terrible. Like it sucks. Like it's awful.
So it's all right.
It's no big... Hey, it's raining again.
Yeah.
No big deal. That's pretty amazing. I didn't do anything. The phone just...
building.
Hi, can I talk to Bill or Jim?
They're not here. Can I help you?
Yes. Yeah, sure. What's your name, sir?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Bill and Jim were expecting our call.
Yeah, they pass it on down to me.
And so, Mike, you know, many are called, but only few are chosen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anyway, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF 88.3 FM.
I know what he does for a living.
And we're trying to find out what you do for a living.
Treat sewage.
You treat sewage. And how do you treat it with kid gloves? Do you treat it with kindness? Do you treat it with TLC? How do you treat it
with a little discipline.
Thick gloves and from a distance.
Thick gloves with a clothespin on your nose.
Right.
So what do you mean you treat sewage?
It comes in, we take the solids out, burn them, and send out clean water to the river.
So basically, these big Clark bars come floating in there. You fetch them out with your big thick gloves, and then you light them?
Yeah.
How do you get one of these bad boys to light?
You squeeze them till all the water's out of it.
Oh, man. Do you squeeze them or just set them out in the sun and let them dry?
Hey, wait. Let's ask him the hard question, okay? Have you ever found an alligator in the sewers in Cincinnati?
No.
Snake?
Snake?
Yeah, snakes.
Turtle?
Turtle.
Goldfish?
Big fish.
Piranha?
No piranha.
Redfish, bluefish, one tish, three fish?
Little, have you ever, in the sewage, have you ever found rubbers that are tied up at the end and filled with cocaine?
Not that anybody's turned in.
In Mexico, they find those in the sewers sometimes. Down there in Texas and in Mexico.
Not around here.
Okay. Well, our topic tonight is, what is so ugly about Cincinnati? When Oscar Wilde came to America in 1882, he came straight to Cincinnati, got himself a cheese coney, and branded the city ugly. And we're trying to figure out why. What is so ugly about Cincinnati? You guys do a pretty good job cleaning up, don't you?
We do what we can.
So would you say that from your vantage point, do you have one of the ugliest views of anyone?
Definitely one of the uglier views in Cincinnati.
So you sit there all day watching the turds go by?
Yep.
So you're kind of like a toll booth collector or something.
Right.
So what are you doing right now?
Talking to you guys, watching the poop go up the belt.
Jeez.
So the poop goes up the belt.
Yeah.
And then you guys squeeze it? How do you squeeze it? Do you do it by hand?
No, it's called a press.
Or do you guys like stomp it like the Greeks used to do grapes?
No, they got a machine that squeezes it.
Well, boy, I've been working there before the machine age really stunk.
You know, this is very educational. Most people take their sewer systems for granted. You know, you just flush it and it's gone. But it actually is a long, involved process, and it's expensive and takes a lot of man hours to keep our environment safe and cholera-free.
This is very true.
So when you light one of these Tootsie Rolls, what kind of noxious gases are given off?
None. We clean the smoke before it goes out of the stacks.
How do you clean smoke?
You spray water through it.
So basically while the turd smoke's rising, you are wetting it down? You're misting the smoke?
Right.
This is complex.
Okay, here's what we're going to do on WAIF right now. We're going to start at the beginning.
Gross.
The beginning of the chain of events here, okay?
Here's what, you're going to start at White Castle.
Here's what happens first. The toilet flushes.
Yeah.
Where's it go?
Goes into the sewer line.
Then where?
Down to a pumping station, which pumps it down to our facility here.
Where are you exactly?
On Guest Street.
Okay, don't anybody go visit it. Then
right.
What happens?
Right.
No, you're right next to Hudepole, right?
Not sure. Right across the street from the impound yard.
Okay. Well, then what happens?
They take the grid out of it so it doesn't damage the pumps.
The what?
The grid.
Like sand and stuff.
Ew, who eats sand?
Kids.
Okay,
then what happens?
So then you remove the solids from it by floating them or letting them settle to the bottom.
Then what happens?
And you squeeze the water out of the solids.
Then?
You put it up the belt and burn it.
Next?
The ash is pumped back to a lagoon in the back of the plant.
What happens after that? The whole chain of events happens all over again?
Well, the clean water goes out to the river.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you do after you've burned a Tootsie Roll? What do you do with the ashes?
They go back to a lagoon where it's stored until the lagoons are filled up, and then they haul it to a landfill.
Where are these lagoons at?
In the back of the plant.
Anybody ever drown in one?
No.
Good.
A lagoon? What do you mean? Is it a big, like just a big giant ashtray?
It's like a big pond where ash just flows into it and settles down into the bottom.
Turd ash.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So do you get a lot of jokes, people ragging on you, like, how's business been?
Yeah.
What are some of the jokes you hear a lot of?
Just what's it like to have the shittiest job in Cincinnati?
The shittiest job in Cincinnati. You hear that a lot, do you?
A lot. Hey, it pays well.
I bet it does. And what's the name of your bowling team?
I'm not on it, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, I figured you guys have a bowling team, like the Rolling Turds or something. the burning logs. Hey, do
turd
you ever...
Turd toasters.
Hey, the what?
The turd toasters.
I know. I bet you save a lot of money for at your fireplace at home.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, when you're burning that stuff, when you're burning the raw sewage, well, the dried raw sewage.
It's called cake.
Cake. Yeah, let's give everything a euphemism. So when you're there watching the little Debbies go up in smoke, do you try to power any kind of generator to make some electricity or make anything?
No, but when the sludge, it kind of rots, and they collect the gas off of it called methane, and they use that to burn it.
Oh, to what? To heat the facility and things like that?
Well, they use it for heating the facility and also to gas the incinerators to burn it.
So basically, your facility is heated by the same thing that is a lit fart.
As much as we can.
As much as you can. So every once in a while, you gotta buy some kerosene or something.
Right.
You have an interesting life, man.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the time to talk to the Chris and Rob late-night talk show. It's been a very educational and satisfying experience.
So do you ever, can you ever eat chocolate cake at home? Can you ever hear the word cake, like, hey, give me a big piece of cake without just going, ugh?
No, I'm all right with it.
You can eat cake. What if somebody eats, like, devil's food cake?
I'm all right with that, too.
What if somebody eats, like, some really dry devil's food cake?
I'll pass.
Do you do that to the young guys, though? Do you, scoop up some cake and try to put some cellophane around it and feed it to them?
No. I am one of the young guys, so they haven't tried that on me yet.
All right, so if anybody offers you some cellophane-wrapped cake, man, tell you what, pass, Mike.
Okay.
Pass. What's your favorite talk show down there at the sewer system?
WAIF.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
That's it.
You know it, buddy. All right, we'll send you a clothespin.
All right, thanks.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Later.
749-1444 is the phone number.
Are we going into song?
Yeah, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar. Homemade and brought to school. By a friend of mine after class. Me and him.
Start again.
Okay.
He was wrapped up reading about the arson report.
We're going to start again. Hold on. We're going to pretend like this is brand new.
Go!
Shh. Shh.
Be very quiet. We're on to you.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're fostering an environment so weirdos can feel free to call in.
So call us.
749-1444.
Call today. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Whatever.
Yeah.
Throw that in somewhere.
What about?
Mike?
Not what about Mike.
I don't know. Where are you getting at there?
What about this dagnam talk show?
Yeah, this
there
one?
Is no other place in the Queen City that you can vent yourself, express yourself. If you got something sticking in your craw, those AM stations won't let you go on and on like we will.
No.
This is all you got. You can send in some pledges. We'd like to thank, RB? Thank RB?
Yeah, RB. Way to go. Woo!
Tony, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hello.
What's going on?
Tony.
Not a whole lot, man.
What's on your mind tonight, Tony?
No, when you guys were talking to that guy at the barrel reed manufacturer.
A little while ago we talked to a fellow at Queen City Barrel.
Yeah, I drive past that area all the time to get a band practice, man, and you can smell that place. I'm sure it may be that place or maybe something else, but that whole area down there just smells every night.
You know, he says you can only smell it from 3 or 4 doorways away, but I think he was lying.
Well, I'm sure that there's more factories down there that smell like that, but every time you get down there, man, it just smells like raw sewage or something, and it's an awful smell.
So the whole community stinks.
Everything down there, like down by the 8th State, as soon as you get over that viaduct, it's awful, man.
So do your band equipment smell pretty good then?
Yeah.
Have your amplifier started stinking yet?
Does your band stink?
No, we're good.
What kind of band are you in?
It's kind of a hard rock. I don't know.
Do you guys write social protest songs like, here we are in the Queen City, damn it stinks, because of all the rotten barrels?
No, but thanks for the idea.
Do it, man.
What's the name of your band?
Air Freshener. Renews it.
Air Freshener. That's a good name for a band.
Mad Anthony.
Mad Anthony.
Yeah.
So you named yourself after General Wayne.
Is that who that was?
Mad Anthony General Wayne.
Really?
Or General Mad Anthony Wayne.
Yeah, whatever. You never heard of him?
Well, we got it from the name of it. They named a street after him, obviously.
They named about 90 streets after him all over Ohio and Indiana.
Really? Yeah.
And Michigan.
Didn't he kill a bunch of people?
The Battle of Fallen Timbers, wasn't that his claim to fame?
Yeah, he was insane. I seem to recall he was
After General Arthur St. Clair left Fort Hamilton
and got his ass kicked in what has been termed the worst military defeat in the history of the U.S. Army.
Now, what? Which war is this?
This is post-revolution. This is, I don't know, it's some, one, it's some Indian war.
1812.
Nah, it's not a war. It wasn't a war with England. It was an Indian war.
Wasn't it around 1812?
No, it was before that.
It was before that?
It was before that.
Okay.
So after St. Clair got humiliated, man Anthony Wayne came in and said, bump that. Let's go get him. And he went and got him.
He was on our side.
He was a general who was on the fledgling United States of America side. And he went after the Indians and he stomped them.
He was with, I guess, what would be the Union.
Yeah, he was with the Union.
This was long before the Civil War, buddy.
The Civil War. So. What'd they use? They just wooden yeah. stuff. Wooden spoons. They didn't have any Civil War.
No, I appreciate it. I never knew that. I just
well, now you do. Now you know what your band is named after. An insane general who killed 1 million Indians.
Well, maybe not 1 million, maybe 500,000.
A lot, though.
But if you go up to Toledo, everything's named after. Every other street is either Mad, like Mad Avenue, then you have General Avenue, then Anthony Avenue, then
Wayne
Avenue.
Trail.
Yeah, everything is named after him up north.
The highway's named after him, just like we got a Ronald Reagan highway down here.
Everything's named after him up north.
So what was that guy's full name, Mad Anthony? What?
General Mad Anthony, just like your band, Mad Anthony. Wayne.
Wayne
is his last name. His friends called him T.W., Tony Wayne.
Yeah, and your name is Tony. So there.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call.
So you're Mad Anthony. Maybe he's named himself after him.
749-1444 is the phone number.
Here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we're talking about places in Cincinnati that stink. We're talking about places in Cincinnati that are ugly. And if you want to go the other way, if you want to talk about places in Cincinnati that smell good or places in Cincinnati that are beautiful, we'll talk about that too.
Yeah, because down deep we could use a little positive thing.
You know, flexibility is a trademark here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And so is corny music.
So is poorly cued corny music.
Yeah, but corny nonetheless.
There it is. Hey,
oh boy. Okay.
So what's your candidate for ugliest spot in Cincinnati? We've been thinking about this long and hard. All evening, all
Does
morning.
Does Hamilton count?
Hamilton? I don't know. Is Hamilton part of Cincinnati?
Does Northern Kentucky count?
I would say Northern Kentucky counts, but Hamilton doesn't, because Hamilton is its own viable community that has its own separate identity, that had its own little article about the Hamilton Music Connection in the Cincinnati Post the other day.
If it was up to me...
Mentioned Roger and Zap.
...to decide the ugliest part of Cincinnati, I have to say, down the street from me, a couple houses down, bunch of, let's call them white trash, for lack of a better term.
Or Norwoodians.
Yeah. Down there in Norwood, we got some white trash down there in Norwood. And these guys like to go up to the T-way, get a couple of shopping carts, and park them out in their front yard like a couple of broken Buicks.
That's it? Put them on blocks, take the wheels off, put them on.
They got all these shopping carts out there, and it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. So I'm gonna say two doors down from my house is the ugliest house in Cincinnati.
Chris, I'm afraid you inadvertently have given away your address on the radio to millions and millions of Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show listeners.
Great.
People will be cruising all of Norwood to find broken down shopping carts in someone's front yard. They'll count down two houses and start throwing eggs. So your neighbors will be very angry at you for doing that.
Can't wait.
There'll be a lot of
We're not getting
houses.
That many calls. 749-1444. Get up off your butt and call us.
Why don't you just proclaim our failure to one and all?
Who's failing?
We are by not getting calls.
We're not failing. Yeah. We're having a good time here.
Yeah, we're having a blast. How come you're standing? Usually we do the Chris and Rob Blake Night Talk Show sitting down, but tonight we're both standing. Why are you standing?
I'm gonna call this over.
Who's he?
No, no.
Who is he? Oh, okay. No, he's a weirdo.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Everything's going along just fine, just as we planned.
You know, I can't wait till a little later in the show.
Oh, Kung Fu Theater.
We're going to have some Kung Fu Theater later in the show.
Very, very special, special, special.
Special edition of the Kung Fu Theater. Okay, we can see you people really care about us.
About this ugly, ugly, ugly Cincinnati topic. A lot of ugly, but you know, there's a big giant dump on Coring Avenue, Rumpke's Dump.
Yeah, if anybody's up near Coleraine Avenue and driving around by that big Rumpke dump, you know, that real big stinky one?
Just a little bit north of Northgate.
Then give us a call.
Northwest of Northgate or whatever. Yeah, does that stink? I don't know. I always have the windows up as I drive by. I don't know if that stinks or not, but it's huge. It's it's probably the highest elevation in the Cincinnati area.
Well, next to Frog's Mountain, maybe.
No, higher than that.
Is it?
Yeah. If Frogs Mountain really had any pull in town, they would put their transmitter on top of, like, some eggs and orange peels and,
up there on the
and crap right there on top of Rumpke's Dump.
Good morning, White Castle.
Hi, is this the Norwood White Castle?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF, and we'd like to ask the Norwood White Castle a question.
What?
Our topic tonight is the ugliest part of Cincinnati. What would you deem to be the ugliest part of Cincinnati?
You.
Wow. Dude, she busted you out one time, home. She just shot you down, man. She's like, you. You know, she didn't even hesitate. She just nailed you. She didn't even think about it. She just dropped a dime right on your ass without even hesitating, without even a pause. What's the ugliest part of something? You. She just said you. No, she didn't say you and Rob. She just said you. She didn't even include me in that. She said you. And that was a singular you. That wasn't like you all. Because being from Norwood, if she would have met me and you, she certainly would have said y'all. But she didn't say that. She said you, talking about you, Chris, not me. I wasn't involved in that debacle.
I feel belittled.
You feel belittled by the White Castle. They must not know what a service we do for White Castle. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, do you do the show naked like Belinda does?
Sometimes. No, we do the show naked like ourselves.
Like our beautiful, lustful selves.
How do you know Belinda?
What?
How do you know Belinda?
Friendship.
Did she make you one of those little bracelets that you wear?
No.
What makes you think we're naked?
I was just curious. You know, Belinda claims she does it naked.
She's lying.
So I figured everybody at Wave does it naked.
If you came down to the studio, you would never do your show naked.
I've been down the studio before.
Oh, great.
And you live to tell the tale.
Fortunately. I guess my vote for the nastiest, ugliest place in Priceville, or has to be Priceville, is the nastiest, ugliest...
All right, write this down, Jim.
...community in the city.
Priceville.
Just the whole community in general.
Give us an address. Give us, like, an intersection.
Queen City Barrel.
Near Queen City Barrel?
Yeah, down Eastern State, mostly, but this is just crappy, the whole community.
Give us a one-word description of the smell of Lower Price Hill?
Funk.
Funk. The whole place just smells like funk, huh?
Mm-hmm. You should just prank that Norwood lady all day.
She was very nice. You know, she's very quick-witted. She cut Chris down to size.
Just ordered like 10 White Castles under an assumed name.
Her phone number is 631-4450.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want to call her back, her number is 631-4450.
Oh, don't bug her.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks.
Dude, just because you got ragged on, man. Now, see, they're going to track us down like the dogs we are. 749-1444. We all know Casablanca Records is the coolest label of all time. As a St. Xavier Archer?
I'd have to say Roger Bacon and Elder.
Right. Roger Bacon and Elder
mostly
are the two
Elder.
Ugly?
Mostly Elder. We hated those guys.
Look at Joan Jett.
Yeah, Joan Jett is
jeez.
Hello, Dan. You're on the air.
Hi, Dan. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Hey.
I'd like to say something about that one jerk that was downgrading Lower Price Hill.
You'd like to talk about Lower Price Hill overwhelmingly so far in the Chris Rambley Night Talk Show, the most hideous and disgusting and ugly part of the Queen City. Go ahead and defend it.
Well, the ugliest part of Cincinnati around here is that MDS sewage plant. It smells like shit.
That what sewage plant?
MSD.
MSD?
What's that stand for?
Monosodium glutenate. I don't know. What is MSD?
I guess you hit it right on the head right then.
Okay.
So, Dan, you like to say that Lower Price Hill is as beautiful as Paris in springtime.
Definitely.
Or Eden Park in the summertime when the kids are frolicking in Mirror Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In fact, if you could be anywhere in Cincinnati on a hot date, it would be Lower Price Hill.
Definitely.
If Cindy Crawford said, I'm going to go out with Dan tonight, and she picked you up in a limousine and took you wining and dining, you'd take her down to Lower Price Hill.
Sure would.
Where exactly in Lower Price Hill?
Oh, I'd take her to Maldi's, Good Old Days, Sportsman, Chili
really?
Company.
Is there
Paradise.
Any place down there to go bowling?
Yeah, but can you get in a good game of bowling down there in Lower Price Hill?
I don't know.
You bowl?
No.
Hey, is that Chili Company 24 hours?
Uh-huh.
All right, why don't you look up the phone number in the phone book and give it to us. Do they know you?
721-8900.
What is it?
721-8900.
Okay. Seven, that sounds familiar.
I guess it does.
Do they know you by name? Like if we say Dan said to call?
Yeah, you can go ahead and say Dan said to call.
And, okay, we'll take you off the air and we'll get your last name. Who should we ask for?
Just ask for Sharon, Judy.
Sharon, Judy.
Jason, anybody.
Sharon, so basically you walk into the chili company down there and they're just like, Dan, hey, Dan, what do you want? Do you want the usual? And what do you usually get when you go into the chili company?
Oh, it varies. They got pretty good chili.
Dan, what is so great about Lower Price Hill anyway? I mean, most people think it's just a stinking, crappy place to be.
Well, the best part about Lower Price Hill, you don't see hookers and all that bullshit.
Oh, they're there. They're just not out on the street corner.
I haven't seen any yet in the past 19 years.
That's how long you've been living in Lower Price Hill?
Yes, I have.
So the absence of hookers is the main thing. Maybe the hookers couldn't stand the smell.
Well, it's probably their own self for smelling if it is.
All right, Dan.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to call the chili company now in Lower Price Hill and tell them that Dan sent us. So we're going to drop Dan's name. We're going to ask for Sharon, July, or Jason. And what are you doing, dude?
I'm going to flip the tape, all right?
Okay, go ahead and flip the tape.